We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, cherished viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe, Euroworld 1, at 28.5 degrees east, Aspra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel A35. Australia, New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Euroworld 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Asiasat 2 and Asiasat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 17 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hutul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingchun Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the number of cigarette smokers is decreasing in Victoria, Australia. In Eco-News, Wales makes plans for a carbon-free future. In animal welfare news, a lucky stork in Hungary gets a new beak. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 1st, three African countries celebrate national holidays. It is Independence Day in Burundi, which attained its autonomy in 1962. Located in Central Africa, Burundi has several protected areas, including Ruvubu National Park and Kibera National Park. There are more than 600 species of plants and flowers, and over 200 types of birds. Rwanda, which is located north of Burundi, also commemorates its Independence Day today for sovereignty achieved in 1962. It is home to about half of the Earth's rare mountain gorillas, which can be found in the Virunga Mountains in the north of the country. Somalia honors its foundation of the Republic in this day in 1960. Situated in eastern Africa, Somalia was known for its frankincense and myrrh, which were valued by ancient Egyptians. Today is also Canada Day, which observes the formation of the nation in 1867. Its picturesque Rocky Mountain parks are United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Sites. Canada is a welcoming home for people from all over the world. May the citizens of Burundi, Rwanda, Somalia and Canada have splendid national holidays.
Flying News, Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association Relief News Update from Honduras. On May 28th, Honduras was stricken by a powerful 7.3 magnitude tremor that caused 7 people to perish and injured at least 40 others.
Imagina un temblor de eso, así, entonces salimos a la carrera, agarrando los niños para afuera y todavía salimos y temblando y ver que la casa estaba cayendo es algo, una experiencia bien tremenda.
Supreme Master Ching Hai immediately responded by sending her love and prayers along with a donation of $20,000, an amount that could purchase approximately $214,000 in supplies if acquired in the United States based on the cost of living in Honduras.
After conducting relief work in the Choloma Municipality of Cortez Department, on June 6, our association's relief team from Costa Rica and Colombia traveled to the coastal municipality of Puerto Cortez, where they helped affected families in 12 communities.
Señora Ching Hai, queremos darle las gracias por esta ayuda. Muchísimas gracias. Vamos directamente.
Meeting with local Red Cross President Mauricio Paredes and Catholic Church representative Raul Roque, the relief team was informed that 680 families who had lost everything in the earthquake needed urgent help, as well as 95 others further inland in the Amoa municipality. The next day, with the help of Red Cross volunteers, fire department personnel, and employees of the supermarket, enough food was packed to last these families for 15 days.
Visiting house by house, the relief team distributed supplies that also included mosquito nets, mattresses, and blankets. The recipients, many of whom were elderly and much in need, were very touched by Supreme Master Ching Hai's assistance. With aftershocks occurring almost daily, not only were their homes damaged, but some were also afflicted by mosquitoes coming from the water that had seeped up from underground.
On June 13th, our relief team traveled to the last municipality, El Progreso, where they purchased and distributed emergency food for over 1,300 affected families there. Recipients were grateful for both the material supplies and the comfort of Master's love and prayers.
Gracias a la maestra por haberlos mandado esta ayuda y que Dios la bendiga.
During the relief work, as well as interviews held with 9 television channels and 1 radio station about Master's help in Honduras, our association's relief team was able to share the message about the urgent situation of global warming. Among the relief recipients, those who assisted, and the interviewers, many said they would try to eat less meat and wish to learn how to cook more vegetarian food.
Ser vegetariano, ser ecológico salva el planeta.
We are grateful for the warm-hearted help of Red Cross President Mauricio Paredes, Catholic Church Representative Raul Roque, and all others who assisted in bringing aid to the afflicted. Our sincere thanks to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her everlasting care and comfort for those most in need, and to our association's relief team for their diligent assistance. Wishing the people of Honduras a soon recovery as we all adopt more caring lifestyles.
Heavy agricultural losses after Storm Faria. On June 23rd, the tropical storm Faria struck the Philippines, taking the lives of 11 people and injuring 5 others. Over 63,000 total were affected, as nearly 760 homes were completely devastated, while 6,665 were damaged. Some 663 hectares of main commercial crops, such as vegetables and banana, were lost, along with 4,000 hectares of rice and nearly 3,000 hectares of corn. The Philippine National Police has activated a disaster response plan and is assisting regional officials with rescue, relief, and restoration endeavors.
On June 29th, Supreme Master Ching Hai pledged $20,000 to the most affected while conveying her love and sorrow. The amount could purchase approximately $285,000 in relief supplies obtained in the United States based on the cost of living in the Philippines.
Our appreciation, Philippine National Police and all personnel, for your timely efforts on behalf of the afflicted. We are also grateful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's kind-hearted care for those in need. Our prayers that the residents of the storm-hit regions may soon return to their productive day-to-day lives and that destructive events such as these subside as humanity strives for more benevolent, earth-friendly ways.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Alcohol, a lethal substance globally. Researchers at the University of Toronto in Canada have found that alcohol is responsible for 1 in 25 deaths internationally, 1 in 10 deaths in Europe, and 1 in 7 deaths in the former Soviet Union countries. Although moderate intake is often touted as an effective protection against cardiovascular disease, the researchers also noted that these so-called benefits were far outweighed by the significantly greater risk of disease associated with alcohol consumption, including mouth and throat cancer, colorectal cancer, breast cancer, depression, and stroke. Professor Ian Gilmore, president of Britain's Royal College of Physicians, stated, "This study is a global wake-up call. We need an international framework convention for alcohol control, similar to that on tobacco, as soon as possible, to put into practice the evidence-based measures needed to reduce alcohol-related harm. These include increasing the price of alcohol, reducing its availability, and banning advertising, and the action needs to start now." Our grateful thanks, University of Toronto scientists and Professor Gilmore, for this comprehensive study and compelling call to action. We look forward to seeing successful policies of governments worldwide that bring the freedom of alcohol-free lives to societies everywhere.
Alcohol license ban proposed in Sydney, Australia. New South Wales Premier Nathan Rees is sponsoring legislation for a 12-month ban on new alcohol licenses in certain areas of inner Sydney as officials seek to minimize alcohol-related violence and antisocial behavior. Under the plan, no new bars, clubs, or pubs will be permitted in King's Cross, Oxford Street, and Southern George Street. Lord Mayor of Sydney, Clover Moore, is in full support of the measure to help maintain the peace of these districts. Premier Rees and Lord Mayor Moore, we laud your advocacy of this moratorium to better the lives of city residents. With heaven's grace, may this harmful substance vanish from our lives for the benefit of all humanity.
Benefits of alcohol bans. Stroke risk reduced by 50% by quitting smoking and restricting alcohol consumption, along with more exercise and higher fruit and vegetable intake.
Researchers in Spain find that alcohol-free beer reduces cholesterol levels along with other potential heart benefits without any of the risks associated with alcohol consumption.
Financial savings. A Canadian study estimates alcohol intervention programs could save 880 lives and $1 billion every year.
Mortality. A 10% decline in vodka sales resulted in a significant decrease in alcohol-related deaths in Russia in 1 year.
Exercising, drinking less alcohol, eating fruits and vegetables, and not smoking extends life expectancy by 14 years.
Cancer. A World Cancer Research Fund study finds reducing meat and alcohol consumption decreases cancer risk.
Other illnesses. The brain's regeneration and performance are increased once alcohol consumption ceases. Alcoholic hepatitis patients can gain complete recovery if the patient gives up alcohol and has a good diet. Bodybuilding.com states that bodybuilders who refrain from alcohol consumption experience benefits in terms of muscle gain, hydration, recovery, metabolism, and mental focus.
Social implications. A New Zealand liquor ban resulted in 98% less liquor offenses, as well as a reduction in other crimes. Research in New Mexico, USA shows that Sunday bans on alcohol sales resulted in fewer collisions and traffic casualties. Alcohol-related crimes dropped by 15% following an alcohol ban in Aberystwyth, UK. An alcohol ban becomes permanent on the jetty area of Coffs Harbour City, Australia, due to its success in reducing crime.
Youth. In the U.S. state of Florida, raising the legal drinking age from 18 to 21 significantly reduced auto accident-related fatalities. A voluntary ban of alcohol sales to youth under 21 in the UK's Marsk Village is made permanent as crime and antisocial behavior is reduced. An alcohol ban in U.S. colleges helps overall alcohol abstention and reduces bouts of drunkenness and secondhand effects of drinking.
Plus more.
For more information, please visit suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
Northern Ireland Group's Retire Repinry. Following several months of meetings with the government toward a goal of peaceful reintegration, two former paramilitary groups, the Ulster Volunteer Force, or UVF, and the Red Hand Commando, have announced the disposal of their weapons, along with a pledge to respect local laws. Another group, the Ulster Defense Association, or UDA, stated that it has begun decommissioning its weapons as well. A spokesperson for UDA said, "The dark days are now behind us and it is time to move on. There is no place for guns and violence in the new society we are building. It is time to work for a better future. We are touched by your true bravery, Ulster Volunteer Force, Ulster Defense Association, and Red Hand Commando, in stepping forward in peace. Such visionary commitment as yours will surely bring a harmonious future among all Irish brethren."
Egypt's Mubarak Prizes awarded. These national awards, recognizing outstanding accomplishment in the areas of literature, arts, and social sciences, were announced by Culture Minister Farouk Hasni. The Mubarak Prize for Literature went to novelist Baha Taher, while Dr. Mohammed Taha Hussein received the prize for art, and Mr. Ali Radwan was honored for his contributions to social sciences. Other recognitions of distinction were given to Dr. Ashraf Zaki and film director Abdel Rahman El Shafai, while awards of merit went to novelist Wahid Hamed and musician Gamal Salama. "Our respectful congratulations, all winners of the Mubarak Prize, for your valued contributions in your field. May you continue bringing honor and benefit to your country and the world."
Save our planet. Desertification affecting 43 million in Nigeria. in a meeting with representatives of the United Nations Environment Program, or UNEP, Nigeria's Minister of Environment, John Odi, said that the underserved are the most vulnerable, and a local-level plan is crucial for helping them with climate change adaptations to build secure livelihoods.
He was referring to a United Nations statement that approximately 1 billion people are at risk from land degradation and desertification, which is impacting one-third of the planet's surface. Minister O'Day spoke of the current administration's dedication to reducing desertification in the Western African nation by launching a wide-ranging forestation project.
Our appreciation, Minister Odi and Nigeria, for your commitment to safeguarding fellow citizens' welfare through earth-saving measures. May we all choose compassionate practices that protect our globe and her inhabitants.
As part of her tireless work for humanity, Supreme Master Ching Hai detailed some of the urgent tolls of global warming in Africa, as well as the way they could be resolved, during a May 2009 video conference in Togo.
Sadly, global warming is affecting African countries in all the severest and some of the most visible ways. There are water crises and worsened droughts that make it difficult to plant crops, thus adding to food shortages and price rising. Add to this desertification and deforestation that further degrade the land. Likewise, in West Africa, home to 43% of the total population of sub-Saharan Africa. If you are a farmer, you already can feel that the climate is in trouble. There are more frequent droughts, heat waves, floods, storms, frosts, freezes, and locusts than before. If the world becomes vegan as a group, we can remedy the disasters that affect us globally. This is something all Africans and all citizens of the world can do. Be vegan. Be a world saver.
Save Our Planet, Israel's hybrid solar thermal power plant. As an established pioneer in the field of solar technology, Israel initiates another first with the launch of a hybrid solar power plant in Kibbutz Samar. Manufactured by Israeli company Aora, the Power Flower Station is the first concentrating solar power, or CSP, station to provide environmentally friendly power 24 hours a day. A nearly 100-foot-tall tower among 30 tracking mirrors houses a solar receiver and gas turbine. The concentrated sunlight heats compressed air, which drives the turbine and is converted to electricity. The hybrid system can also be powered at night by natural gas or other alternative fuels. A green hats off, Aora and Israel, on this latest solar innovation. May such eco-endeavors continue to expand for the benefit of all humanity.
Save Our Planet. Father swims 1,000 miles for a better world. For the past decade, Christopher Swain of Massachusetts, USA, has been swimming in some of the USA's most famous and polluted waterways to call attention to their contaminated state and the need for solutions. He says that his own inspiration is simple. I want my daughters to grow up in a healthy world. Currently, Mr. Swain is engaged in a 1,000-mile aquatic trek through the Atlantic Ocean along the coastline of the eastern United States to raise awareness for climate change. As part of his mission, he is testing the water's acidity levels along the way, with results posted on a Google map. His hope is to show the danger of excessive CO2 absorption due to global warming, which he will also share through blogging with some 2,000 teachers and their students. A hero salute to you, Christopher Swain, for your dedicated efforts to help save our world's precious water bodies and their co-inhabitants. May heaven keep you safe on your journey as you inspire us toward creating a cleaner, greener planet for generations to come.
Save Our Planet. Following the historic discovery of lost rainforest Mount Mabu via Google Earth, Mozambique's government ministers promised to protect the forest with conservation measures.
Save Our Planet. Conservation organization World Wildlife Fund calls for packages of red meat to have warning labels stating the damage inflicted upon the planet in their production, while recommending people reduce meat consumption and switch to dairy-free milk alternatives.
save our planet, the U.S. government announces loans to several major automakers, including $5.9 billion U.S. dollars to Ford Motor Company and $2.1 billion U.S. dollars to Nissan Motor Company to aid in their development of greener, more fuel-efficient vehicles.
One of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds, and I'm following a compassionate diet. Today's tip might help keep you in top shape. Yerba mate is a tea-like beverage that has been popular in South America for hundreds of years. Introduced by the Guarani Indians of the region, yerba mate is known for its many benefits. It is rich in antioxidants and is full of vitamins and minerals. It is also reported to boost your immune system, increase mental alertness, and relax your muscles. You can find yerba mate in most food or specialty stores. Won't you try a cup today? Thank you for your attention and thanks a lot for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now for the weather around the globe.
In health news, smoking declines in Victoria, Australia. A Cancer Council Victoria survey found that the number of smokers in Victoria has reduced from just over 21% in 1998 to 16.5% in 2008. Ms. Fiona Sharkey, Executive Director of Quit Victoria, a program designed to help smokers overcome the life-threatening habit, said, "Women now have the lowest smoking rates on record in Victoria, 14.7%. However, men's smoking rates have also reduced from almost 25% in 1998 to 18.5% in 2008. Congratulations, Victoria, on the improved well-being of your citizens. May more and more individuals choose healthful habits for a vibrant life.
In eco news, Wales has significant plans for sustainability. The country's government development policy, which will be legally implemented, seeks self-sufficiency in renewable energy within 2 decades and zero waste by 2050. Reducing greenhouse gas emissions through an 80 to 90% decrease in carbon-based energy is part of the program. Other goals of the plan include increasing recycling rates to more than 70% and sending only 5% of waste to landfills by 2025. In addition, plastic bag use will be gradually eliminated and biomass and marine energy facilities created. Our respectful appreciation, Wales, on your outstanding commitment to a greener lifestyle. May wise leaders promote earth-saving practices for the betterment of the world's inhabitants. Up next on Noteworthy News, a stork in Hungary gets a new chance for life. We're going out to enjoy the fresh air. Be right back. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more friendly news.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, beautiful news for an aesthetic world. In animal welfare news, a stork in Hungary gets a new beak. The bird, whose beak had been injured, was transported to Ortobágy Bird Hospital, 180 kilometers from the capital city of Budapest, for repair of his lower beak. In addition, a new top beak was constructed using artificial resin and attached in a one-hour operation. Once fully recovered, the graceful stork will be returned to its natural habitat. Our sincere thanks to the Samaritans who brought the bird to the hospital and Ortobágy Bird Hospital for your meticulous and loving care of our precious co-inhabitants. May all of our feathered friends have safe and happy lives both on land and in the skies.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Qinghai entitled Testing Strength.
Một người vai ưu thịt bắp rất là lực lưỡng tìm đến nhà A Phạm Đề khoe khoang. À, anh là cái tứ trí huệ, tôi là đại lực sĩ, chúng ta có thể kết bạn với nhau được. A Phạm Đề muốn đánh giá của vị khách, hỏi rằng sức của anh được bao nhiêu. Anh chàng đại lực sĩ nói, chỉ cần một tay tôi cũng có thể nhấc bổng một hòn đá 1000 cân ném từ ngoài thành vào trong thành. A Phạm Đề nói, thôi đừng có khoe khoang quá đi. Thôi được, để tôi thử sức của anh trước đã, rồi sẽ tính sau. Rồi hai người đi ra sân. A Phạm Đề nói rằng, bây giờ tôi có một cái khăn tay nhỏ đây thôi, anh mà ném nó qua bức tường rào ra ngoài sân được thì tôi chịu anh. Anh chàng lực sĩ mừng quá, cười nói, ô cái gì, cái khăn tay nhỏ xíu, không có nặng nề gì cả, tôi sẽ ném cho anh coi. Anh chàng lập tức cầm chiếc khăn tay ném ra ngoài, nhưng chiếc khăn tay bị gió không bay được qua tường mà lại rơi vào sân trở lại. A Phạm Đề dòm anh lực sĩ cười lớn, ha, anh như vậy đâu có sức lực gì, coi tôi đây nè. Tôi không những có thể ném chiếc khăn tay này bay qua tường mà đồng thời có một hòn đá trong đó nữa. Rồi A Phạm Đề nhặt một hòn đá to cỡ chừng nắm tay bỏ vào trong chiếc khăn tay ném qua tường dễ ợt.
And now for our viewers' heartlines. Our viewers commented on the song Listen Quietly on a journey through aesthetic realms. This spiritual song tells a great shepherd who can recognize the sound from each one of the flock and how the faithful follower, in return, promises to listen only to the voice of the Lord Shepherd.
I have been searching for this song so long. Thank you very much. And because of this song, I know that I had to come back to God to listen to Him and not myself. Amen. Jung from Malaysia.
Listen to this music with your heart. You will feel God is close by. Michael from Canada.
Contemplative Chung and Michael, it is so true that such exalted hymns bring us back to communion with our Creator. May we all find our sacred path to upholding the glory of heaven with God's gracious love and blessings.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May your spirit be illuminated by celestial light and wisdom.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
With smoking bans and cessation programs in place, the city of New York, USA, announces 350,000 fewer smokers than in 2002, a decrease that is also expected to save some 115,000 lives.
Following the release of 20 Fatah members from Gaza, Palestine by the Hamas group, President Mahmoud Abbas pledges to free 100 Hamas detainees in the West Bank.
In Germany, 23 Science Nobel Prize winners meet with 580 young emerging scientists from 67 nations to collaborate and provide inspiration for their research.
The Organization of the Islamic Conference Fund partners with Afghanistan's Education Ministry to provide Islamic education and vocational education to 1,500 students in Kabisa, Afghanistan.
China's new Mideast envoy, Wu Saik, began a regional tour visiting Jordan's Prime Minister, Nader Thahabi, to gain insights for his country's positive contributions to the Arab-Israeli peace process.
Saudi Arabia's ambassador to Jordan, Fahd bin Abdul Mohsen Al Zayed, announces a $5 million U.S. dollar donation to the United Nations to support Iraqi refugees in Jordan and Syria.
Members of the British government have expressed full support of Sri Lanka, pledging to assist the nation in economic and political advancement.
The Norwegian government has increased humanitarian donations to Pakistan by $10.2 million U.S. dollars to assist persons displaced by internal conflict with their health, sanitary, water, and education needs.
Chicago charity World Bicycle Relief, originally formed to provide transportation for people affected by the 2004 tsunami, is now giving bicycles to children in Zambia, thus enabling many to attend school.
The heads of Kuwait and Benin meet and discuss areas of common interest and expanding the friendly relations between their countries.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.